The floor was made of white irregular-shaped tiles. I heard someone approaching and I clenched my fists. And stepping out of the light, Inky stood before me. I recognized his very tall, slim and ageless figure. Immortal, Prince EA was dressed in a long red velvet-looking robe embroidered with gold patterns and framed with gold trim. How beautiful he was! His piercing gray eyes outlined in black set upon me. His aura had a grounding radiance of power. The conversation that followed occurred telepathically, and later Thorhan helped me to reconstruct it by boosting my memory and rewinding the scene, as he does each time, thanks to my implant. "Welcome to my ship," Inky said. "I am honored," I replied with the respectful salutation in use in the Galactic Federation of Worlds, a hand on my chest. "Others came before you and more will come after you. Throughout the ages of the species you hereby represent, emissaries were chosen to convey our messages. Unfortunately, I was forced to leave for a while. Here I am, back. It is about time." "Why did you want to see me?" I asked. "I want you to convey the content of this conversation to the humans of Kyr. This is how we name planet Terra. Your title means A.O. Lord of Terra. A custodian of Kyr. I did not EMT keep this title for very long. I am not custodian of Kyr anymore. Please call me EA. EA, magnificent, gracefully moved closer to me. I could now smell this ozone fragrance that always occurs when in contact with beings that have a powerful electromagnetic field. He walked to my left and stood there, quite near to me. I barely had the courage to stand still. I did not EMT feel bold enough to look at him, at first. I was intimidated. EA did not EMT speak for nearly a minute, which seemed an eternity to me. I felt obliged to ask him some questions. "Where are you from?" I asked audaciously. "My race was born from Ashkru and Duruna. Our society spreads out to many worlds, but the core center of our culture is in the Imaru system, in a parallel dimension to this one. Our prime home world is named Ashtari."
"Not Nibiru?"
"Nibiru is the name of this vessel. This vessel is not a planet. Our original home world is also titled A01 from Tanibiru, but this relates to our kind, as we are one from two civilizations. The original name of our world is Ashtari. Nibiru is its description. As you would say Aoteran worlder. Inaban it has a different meaning. Nepueru, Ao the masters of the light portala that we owned, once. And the light of source is dual, I get it. This is complex. But I get it, I said. The Ao Light Portal is also the name of the superstargate in the Orion Nebula TMS Trapezium Cluster. Indeed, EA continued. We can refer to both Nibiru and Ashtari, it is the same world. But this ship, that bears the name Ao the Masters of the Light Portal is not a planet. A planet far from its star is a barren rock. It is unable to sustain life unless it is an artificial craft. We once administered the whole Eruana zone in this plane of existence, from Jada to Ashkara, before the great galactic wars that saw the rise of the Nebu. We name Ashkara Ao Seriusa and Jada is, I started. The star that Terrans name Ao Aldebarana EA finished. What you mention as Aeth Great Galactic Warsa are the Ao Orion Warsa.
Indeed.
Do you have a hive mind?
No.
But we interface with a collective consciousness, EA said. Like many highly advanced civilizations I encountered.
How old are you?
My soul is ancient. My people do not live in linear time. We are eternals. When you say Ao people, do you refer to the Ao Nunaki or to where your soul belongs to?
To both.
When you discover how to release yourself from the cycles of incarnation, you embrace Ao Brahmaha immortality in physical form.
You must know so many secrets about the universe, I said.
We know the secrets of what you call magic, and alchemy. You are an alchemist of life, Prince EA. I was told that you jump from a cloned body to another, is that true?
Inky on the Nibiru ship.
It is indeed.
We proceed this way not to lose our knowledge. Each of our corporeal existences are worth many thousands of your years. You, as an Altian, have chosen another path, which is experience. You came all this way to meet this moment. All you have lived, everything, resumes in this moment right now, in this very moment, on this ship, with me. My whole being shivered. I wasn't EMT sure I could comprehend right now the profound meaning of these words he just said, as my mind was bursting with questions. Your quest, EA continued, will be completed after this incarnation as a Terra human. This species of Terra has met their destiny. This is the singularity point. This is why we are back. A short silence lingered. Then, EA moved around me to stand to my right. As to clear confusion, I continued, I want to tell the Terrans about how you position yourself, regarding your brother and Lil. There are a lot of misinformation narratives, or just sometimes misinterpretation and ignorance. They also speak about fallen gods, and half-brother. Enlil is my half-brother. He was in charge at the time, of this galactic sector. He personally left Terra a long time ago, after a lengthy reign, but he trained armies to stay and rule upon of the slaves. Is Enlil still alive? Yes, he is. I believe Aonlila is a title, same as Aonkia. What is your half-brother at EMS true name? I asked. You. His name is you. It means Aofirer. Aona means Ae Masterer. Phonetically you hear it as Aoena, but it can also be heard as Aonia. As in the title Aonibua, with Aobua that identifies their domain. The right way to write these titles are, NK, NLL, Enbu. Aolila is in truth Aolite means Aopowera. NLL means the Ao Master of Powera that you can translate as, Ao Commanderer. The first female hybrid I created, I named her Aolthwaeth Glorious Nia. She didn't EMT live up to my expectancy, the dark in her was too unbalanced. What was NLLA's design for the humans of Terra? Enslavement. We didn't EMT realize at first that the blackhead primates were already a compound of different interstellar races. The Guardians didn't EMT leave any guidelines. When my half-brother discovered it, he feared that the great power of the Terra humans would activate, that they would learn about their true nature and surpass us in consciousness, intelligence and power, which Yatmv always believed they are meant to do so. I never agreed with Enlatium's ways of doing. EA walked ahead of me, hands crossed behind his back. He turned to face me. The history of our presence on Ki was recorded by humans epochs after it occurred. Long before it was carved in clay, the stories were carried from mouth to ear, from generation to generation. It is correct that we came to mine resources on this planet. Not only the gold. Although gold was the most difficult resource to extract. Why gold? Gold is a valuable component of our technology, and we also extract from it the dust of immortality. Monoatomic gold? Indeed. The biocomposition of our bodies oscillates at a rate slightly inferior to that of monoatomic gold. Ingesting it or coating our skin with it regenerates our cells and increases our immune defense system. When we synchronize atomically with the vibratory rate of monoatomic gold, our skin creates a bright radiance that glows around us, as a halo. What happens when you stop taking it? The natural degeneration of the cells resume where it stopped. But the more we take it, the longer the effect lasts. Unless we reach a Brahma, the perpetual physicality, which is a transmutation of the soul that locks the body vehicle into a still, unalterable state. You can do pretty much anything, I said. Your science is remarkable. Understand that we practice science in a much different way from the Terrans. But it is not their fault. My half-brother has once again something to do with it. You may realize that science was split in several strands of disciplines and compartmentalized. These different disciplines were cleverly driven to clash against each other, so that science never becomes whole again. But it is untrue, humans of Ki have found the ways. Science is about to be whole again. To me, this prospect is a profound celebration of joy. And for me, Princie, the coming years on Terra are going to be so exciting. And fast. What about ethics, if I may ask? I am not sure the primitive Terrans gave their consent to be upgraded. This is a very important point, EA said. We found these primitive humanoid creatures we named A Blackheads TM, because they had a very dark skin. They were extremely curious. Very curious. We allowed them to visit our ships and this was the first mistake. There should never have been any interaction, in respect of the ethics of non-interference. The primitives turned out to be handy at helping our Agigi workers in the work. We provided for them food, tools and clothing in exchange. Well, enslavement would have broken the law. Who were the Agigi? A subclass of our kind. They rebelled and were dealt with. Some escaped to the undergrounds of Terra. But you see, my half-brother was concerned with the debit of production. So he made this decision, although I was at first not enthusiastic about it. It was decided that we would study the genes of the early humans, the Blackheads, for the purpose of improving their capacities. Whose decision was it? I asked. A common decision, and I was put in charge of the operation myself. At first, it was decided that we would upgrade only the bodies. I put my heart into this great new experiment. To me and my assistants, who all believed in the extraordinary potential of these beings, it was an exciting adventure. Carried by a dedicated love for science, we went astray from the original project, which was to create a race of slaves. I managed to get all the DNA strands activated in a female. She was perfection. After many imperfect experiments, she was the one. She had all the strands. She was one of the mothers of the new race of kin. My half-brother learned about my deeds. He cast them out of my laboratory on our ship and a great war ensued. The biodome where you conducted these genetic experiments was called an Eden? Correct. I looked for them and I found them eventually. My half-brother turned my dearest son against me and he engineered droughts, floods, and many other rare natural disasters, to give a lesson in humility to the humans of kin. I helped a few humans to escape these disasters and find refuge in safe places. NLL was furious with me and he felt betrayed, thinking I raised these humans as sovereign rebels against him. So I saved the original genetic codes, because he would also try to destroy them. When later I left with my unit, I took these codes with me. However, I left a secret gift encoded within what you call their DNA. This gift has always been there. It is a key to unlock this power, to reactivate all the codons. Where is this key? EA pointed a finger at his own forehead and smiled slightly. Then he continued. There are great secrets, he said, encrypted in the DNA, such as the mind resonance communication. Desoxyribonucleic acid is a transmitter and a receiver beyond space and time. It can generate micromagnetic wormholes, bridging even to distant galaxies. DNA transfers information it receives to the cells of the host body, but as well to the consciousness that inhabits it. This is called interdimensional thought transference. This ability explains intuition, extrasentience, healing and self-regeneration, translocation in space and in time. There are two coils that are a power device. Fully activated DNA vibrates at the rate of quartz, and when the coils awaken, the power generated is prodigious. This power, this key, they tried to destroy it. They never could. And you know why? Because humans are spirited, they never lose hope. They always crave for knowledge, because it is in their nature. I brought back the Grail. The original DNA sequence? Yes indeed. The chalice of the original, unspoiled Terra human lineage. The unaltered original genetic sequence. There are more strands in the Terra human genome that need to be reactivated, and the original sequence key will do this, when transferred onto the altered pattern. DNA is a currency for it carries the formulas required to replicate other forms of intelligence throughout the universe. Dosna TMT, the Intergalactic Confederation, also have this template. Indeed they do, they archive all of them. So why are you bringing it as well yourself? Because faults must be repaired in balance with the universe. Understand, my people made offense to the human genetics on Terra, it is my people who must make repair. EA paused, took a deep breath and stared into my eyes. I want you to tell the Terrans this, he said. Desoxyribonucleic acid can be reprogrammed via thought, creative intention, and sound frequencies. Positive worded intentions, such as a creative affirmation, work much better than an unmanifested, unworded thought. Sound is the key. DNA has its own language and I know how to speak it. I left alchemical alphabets as a gift to the Terrans to decrypt. You would be surprised to know that this language is very elaborate, it has its own vocabulary. This is why DNA is sensitive to spoken words or even better, chants and mantras. Sound frequency transports geometrical holographic patterns and DNA has a natural ability which is bound to the greater law of evolution. It consists in auto-reprogramming itself into a newer, stronger, more coherent and viable pattern. This is the very core of evolution, automatic self-reprogramming as a response to changes in the environment. Automatic self-reprogramming is the immortality key of a species. DNA tends to do this naturally, everywhere in the universe. There is no involutive life. When this self-reprogramming function is blocked, the species stops adapting to the environmental changes and rapidly goes extinct. Can we reprogram a genome by using sound? Indeed. DNA receives information carried by words and images that are created by thoughts. It embeds it into all cells and molecules of the body, which will be morphing into the new holographic geometrical pattern redesigned by the sound frequency TMS template. The right frequencies can reprogram DNA in living organisms, especially concerning the regeneration of altered tissues. This concerns medical technology, Dosna TMT it. I already gave the frequency key to the High Council of the Galactic Federation of Worlds of Nataru. They are programming it into the new medical technologies that are being implemented on Terra as we speak. How does this work, practically? I asked. Well, DNA responds to geometrical interferences via light, sound frequency or energy. Once the new geometrical pattern has penetrated DNA, fractals of this pattern will continue spiraling into the DNA, forming microvortices. It will, in consequence, modify the magnetic field in all its layers. DNA reacts like a crystal when it refracts the light it receives, it irradiates its back. This light is of course reflected further into the magnetic field. It receives, processes, interfaces, radiates and then increases the electromagnetic field, and fills it with light. Sound can create light. Sound is the key. This genetic key, that you brought back to Terra, is it going to repair the alterations made by the bioweapons? The Intergalactic Confederation took care of disarming the Nepu technology in the bioweapons. Now, the original genetic encoding template will repair the alterations made to the human genome. This is a lot of work, but not impossible. This is science. The universe is science. I began to think that this was already a lot of information to remember and transcribe on my return to Earth. But I had a million of other questions to ask him. As he moved, I thought to myself that his stunning red velvet robe was the color of blood and the embroidered golden patterns looked like complex geometrical arrangements, almost like elaborate genetic formulas and cosmic geometry. Blood is the substance of life, EA said. It is very sacred. Of course. He could read my thoughts, we were in telepathic sync. You will remember. He added with a large smile. Evidently, EA caught my concern about not being able to remember all of the elements of this conversation to record it. The gentleness he radiated eased all my uncertainties. I could sense ERTMS heart as immensely compassionate. I am only passing in this body, I said. I am borrowing this beautiful bloodline, prepared as a perfect tool for this mission. It has been very enriching to experience how humans can extract themselves from darkness. These bodies have a tremendous power and resilience. Donya TMT, forget about resilience, the self-reprogramming natural ability. All is here, EA said while pointing an index at his chest. Not in the mind, because the mind will either follow illusions, or either follow the heart. The mind is the decoder, that decides how to treat information. Information comes either from an external source or from the heart vortex. Truth is found throughout the mid-vortex, the heart, for it connects to the whole universe. You see, emotions are fluids, like an invisible water. And this is why the heart, center of emotions, is a portal. Because of this fluid. What stargates are made of, I said. Love. Water has the same frequency as love. I can feel love emanating strongly and vividly from you, Prince EA, since the first time I met you. Because you are a geneticist, you are also a creator. You bring souls into bodies. You know the secret codes of source. I do. And I love all my children. Every one of them. Because love is the fluid that binds all things together. Source is the original seed of love. So many races in this universe tried to crack up this code to acquire supreme power. They cannot, but they have some sort of resilience too. This is the law of balance. The two strands of the greater generator of the whole creation. Without challenge, there is no self-reprogramming for adaptation and survival, and therefore, no evolution. Silence passed, once again, and at this point in the conversation I was pretty sure that I would not TMT remember most of this. So I decided to let it go and just simply enjoy it. The density on this ship is way higher than mine, I said. And the gravity also is different. Gravity varies with density, EA replied. It also interacts with time. Considering the avatar body I occupy is bound to the third density of organized matter, what is the density on this ship? 6 on the scale of this dimension. Were you 6th density when you arrived on Terra the first time? No, we were of the third density in this dimensional plane. As many planetary cultures did, we raised our frequency to escape the great wars of Eru and Na. And as you know, we moved to a dimension with a different scale of densities. On the scale of my dimension I am 9th level of density. If I come to your dimension, I will feel 9th density like 6th. Exact. Here we have 12 densities of organized matter and sources at the 13th level, I said. How is it in your dimension? We reach source at the 16th density level, said EA. The universe is unfathomable. Come with me, EA said, waving his hand as an invite to accompany him somewhere ahead, in the light. His moves were gracefully coordinated and his theatrical robe waved beautifully with each of his steps. My vision was struggling with the brightness of the light, same as when I visited Zagara, in the Alnilam system with Anax. I remembered that Zagara is also in the 6th density of matter. Must be something to do with the bandwidth of light my third density eyes can tolerate. It seemed that we had entered another space on the ship, the sounds echoed differently, as if the room was smaller. But I still couldn't TMT see any walls or ceiling. The floor was the same. EA turned my attention to a blue disc on the floor, encircled with a golden ring. It measured about maybe 7 feet in diameter. It was a holographic projector. EA raised his hand towards it, open palm, and a sphere appeared, revolving on itself, constructed with golden holographic lines. I recognized it straight away but I never imagined it as spherical. The flower of life, I said. In this three-dimensional version, the flat intertwined circles were instead smaller spheres. I suddenly understood how everything in the universe was interrelated, and that when you lived in a particular sphere/universe, all actions had repercussions in the other neighboring spheres that intertwine with yours. Towards the center, all spheres merged infinitely into one bright singularity. The analogy with a stargate struck me. This is how the multi-universe looks like, EA said. Eternal time is bound with infinite space. The absolute time is exact between the nodes. Each sphere that you see, inside of this one, is a universe. The bigger sphere is not the limit. This is only the template. In truth, this that you see, represents something infinite, in all dimensions of space and time. So we can use this template, I said, as a map for planning a route, using the intersection nodes to jump to other dimensions, times and places. This is how we navigate through stargates. Indeed. But in order to translocate, you still need a key to activate the transfer nodes. I know about these keys, they are made with frequencies and complicate geometry, I said. Not as complex as the greater key of the multi-universe, the code of source. I stepped back and stared at him. He slightly bent his head on the side and smiled, raised his hand a second time towards the holographic projector, and the content changed. Now, a new three-dimensional image appeared and I smiled at my turn. Of course, it was the Metatron Cube. This is the key to everything, EA said. Looking closer, I noticed the same phenomenon. The three-dimensional holographic Merkabas were imbricated as fractals, one into another, reaching an infinite singularity at the center. Everything is about fractals, I said, remembering what the Nine had explained to me. Inky unraveling the secrets of the flower of life. Frequential fractals, EA corrected. And love to bind them all. We exchanged a long glance. There is so much controversy and misinformation about these things on Earth, I said. This is the work of the minions of my half-brother, EA replied. The formula of the greater universe is fractal in its complexity, but in truth, understanding what the universe is simple. Life is simple. Love is simple. Kindness and compassion are simple. They bring balance within the chaos. We exchanged a heartfelt smile and I knew that I had a new friend. Perhaps, in truth, an old friend I only reconnected with. EA accompanied me back to the big hall where I was first teleported. As we walked side by side, I addressed him again. I have so many questions, I sighed. Please ask, he said. Thank you. You upgraded a creature genetically to the level of a more evolved human body. But the soul matrix of this planet was still in a primitive state. So did you obtain upgraded human bodies but inhabited by a quasi-animal soul? Planetary soul matrices evolve with time and cycles of incarnation. This couldn't EMT work in the case of our project. We didn't EMT have that much time, waiting for evolution to work its natural ways. So we needed to also upgrade the etheric plane of Ki that you name Terra, to allow higher souls to enter these cycles. You mean, all souls that were embedded into these hybrid bodies, came from somewhere else? At first, it was necessary, but it didn't EMT concern all souls on Ki, only the group we were working on. The rest of the planet followed its own natural evolution. This is why you could find two different strands of human societies, one group more advanced than the other. How do you upgrade the etheric orb of a planet? It is done with the stars. There was a vibe of sacredness in the way he said that. I know there was a whole library of knowledge contained in these last words. Maybe for a next time, a next life. Before stepping inside of the teleport circle, I turned to face him a last time. A magnificent prince from the stars, a royalty above many. You also, he said, are royalty. He elegantly raised his right hand, inviting me to take it. I have a last gift for you, EA said to me. The most important. I took his hand. His skin was warm and soft. All the ages of humanity collapsed in this very instant. The circle was complete. At the very moment I touched him, the winds of his immortality brushed my soul. All galaxies were dancing in his silver pupils and he smiled, slightly bending his head on the side, expressing infinite compassion. And then, the look in his eyes suddenly changed, they became sharper, incisive. A bright green vortex exploded between us. Exactly the same vortex that occurred when I met the Nine for the first time, the same frequency touched my being. Very strangely.